Welcome to the Max Living Podcast.
We're here to help you live your life to its fullest potential by taking control of your health, identifying the cause of common health challenges, and removing interference. Whether your health journey has had its ups and downs, you're looking for natural answers to common health questions, or you're an advocate for health freedom, come and join us.
Let's align your health.
Exercise is an extremely important aspect of staying healthy and really living a long life. Therefore, it's time that we forget the excuses and we start doing something about it. So in today's episode, you're going to walk away with some easy exercise you can do at home, as well as exercise motivation. Really, our goal is to talk about why exercise is really a critical part of our health.
And how to get your butt off the couch.
Bathing suit on.
Right.
No, but I think that's a great starting point is what is the purpose of exercise? And then does that translate to our motivators?
Yes.
Right. So I think people, when do people think about exercise? January 1st, for whatever reason, that is
sure.
New Year's resolutions.
Sure.
Everybody is largely unhappy with their health.
Yeah.
What's the easiest thing to do?
Right.
I'm going to go start moving around.
Right. And then I think the other time people start thinking about it is every time they have to put on a bathing suit.
Yeah. Exactly.
Any instance someone says, hey, let's go meet up at the pool and you have to put on a bathing suit, you suddenly become very interested in fitness, which is fine.
I think that's probably more women than men.
Right.
Maybe both, but bikinis are a little more revealing.
Sure. But yeah, so I mean, it's definitely something that you, and during the summertime, it's something that you're thinking about. I mean, it's something that I think about all year long, right? Like I owned a gym for almost 10 years. I owned a CrossFit gym. It was wonderful. We had a lot of fun, great facility. I would say that always, and I think even talking about getting your butt off the couch, right? I would say always for me, I never viewed the landscape of fitness as like other gyms being my competitor or anything like that.
Yeah.
We always said that our competition was the couch, was learning how to get people motivated, get them up, get them off their butts, moving, full of life, full of energy. And the beautiful thing is my favorite stories were those stories of people who really never felt like they were athletic, never thought that they were, you know, this powerhouse athlete. And then all of a sudden found themselves in their 30s or 40s or 50s or even 60s. And they are like, they found fitness, right? And they fell in love with it and they developed a routine and they developed a habit. And those were the things that were beautiful. So that's, if we could inspire you with anything today, it's never too late. The right time is always right now to get started. Any day can totally be the first day that you make all of these changes. And the wonderful thing is when you find that love and that passion and you find something that you do every single day, it will change your life for sure.
That's so good. That's good. I love it. Getting passionate about fitness, but I think the big thing comes going back to what are our motivators for, like, why do we work out? Why do we move? Why do we need to exercise? Why do we need to be strong? And, you know, I went through this past year. I was, you know, I think I came to a crossroads and I had the realization that my 30s were really tough on me.
Sure.
Like multiple businesses.
Right.
I mean, at one point, I think up to five at once.
Right.
Three kids. Like in my 30s, we had and have been raising three kids.
Right.
And, you know, like we moved houses several times. I probably got arguably my worst sleep in that decade of any decade of my life.
Right.
Just with kids and whatnot, more stressed than ever.
Right.
And I came to a realization that I want my 40s to look very different.
Yes.
So I'm 41 now and I want to be strong.
Yes.
I want to have energy in my 40s, 50s and 60s. I don't want to feel that same level of stress.
Yep.
I want to get better sleep. And so as I was kind of assessing these things, the number one thing I could do personally, in my opinion, I mean, nutrition, I think we're already pretty cognizant in that.
Yep.
So for me, the number one thing I could do is start working out, put on muscle mass and start moving my body in such a way. So the thing that I realized though was you don't have to do anything to go in the wrong direction.
Right.
Like
yes.
Just don't move, you become more stiff.
Right.
Just don't move, you lose mobility. Just don't move, your muscles atrophy. Just don't move, your energy declines. Right. Just don't move. Like everything, the saying is the only way to coast is downhill.
Right.
And so I don't have to do anything to lose my mobility,
right,
to lose my agility, to lose my balance,
yes,
to lose my bone density, to lose my muscle mass. I don't have to do anything. Right. I just have to not do anything.
Yes.
However, if I want to keep my bone density, keep my muscle mass, keep my virility, keep my stamina, keep my energy, keep all those things.
Your good looks.
My good
looks. Your dashing good looks.
If I want to keep any of that, then I have to be exercising and be working on my fitness.
Right.
Because you have to put, it's simply supply and demand. You have to put the demand on. And then on the supply side, we also have to feed our bodies the right thing. And we have to utilize our bodies in the right way. But we have to put the demand on.
You know what I think is really interesting? I love what you're saying there. And I think it's really interesting. I kind of got a flashback for a minute of PTSD. We've been doing this for 15 years, right? We've had a lot of health talks. We've had a lot of conversations about fitness and about health and about the five elements of your health, the five essentials, right? So when you come into the office, there's an interesting principle that sometimes we have seen that when you look at the five essentials, and when I say the five essentials across the board in Max Living offices, we believe that there's five essentials to health. There's five areas that you can really hone in on, and those are going to up-level your health, right? Yep. And it's everything from chiropractic care to your mindset, to your nutrition, to your oxygenation, which is what fitness falls into, and also toxicity. And so a lot of times we have seen patients who will walk in, and when we talk about the five essentials, they're like, I really want to dive into exercise. Okay. And I'm like, you look like the fittest person on earth. That is the last thing you need to dive into. You need to take a hard look at the other four essentials. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I'm not saying ignore your exercise. I'm saying keep doing what you're doing there. But like, there's this idea that we used to have goat day at the gym. And that was just essentially where we were talking about, you were coming in and you were purposely working on the thing that you knew you had a deficit in, right? So for some of you, your nutrition is dialed. You have great nutrition. You don't need to focus on it anymore. Keep doing that. And then let's talk about one of the other four essentials.
Yep.
Maybe for you, it's exercise. Maybe the goat is exercise. Maybe that is the thing you have been avoiding your entire life or for an entire season of your life. And it's something that you have to take a hard look at again. So how do we get you back? How do you fall in love with exercise again or for the first time, right? Like, what is that motivation? So all of that to say that, like, that yes, you don't lean in, don't continue to lean in to the thing that you know that you have, that you're doing the best at. Find the thing that you know you need to up level. Like, you are the lowest common denominator, like that lowest thing, bring that up to that level and then let's go.
Yep. So this is, you know, in those five areas, this isn't turning your eights into tens. This is turning your twos into sixes. So yeah, you hit the nail on the head with that example. I mean, I've given talks and, you know, you can almost split the room in half and you can see who your fitness people are and who your nutrition people are.
Right.
And, you know, it's fun. It's a fun game to play. What's more important, nutrition or fitness?
You're right.
Everybody who thinks nutrition is more important, raise your hand.
Right.
And you get a bunch of people raising their hand. Who thinks fitness is important? Raise your hand. What's the actual answer?
Right.
The Both one hands. You're not doing.
The one you're
the
not
one
doing.
You're not doing well.
Exactly.
Work on the one you're not doing well. So, so for you, and I'll just say the vast majority, 99.8% of all Americans are out of shape.
Sure. Oh yeah. Walk
like,
around.
Go
yeah.
like, and I don't mean to be crude. Take off your clothes. Go stand in front of a mirror.
Right.
If you don't like what you see,
let's do something.
Let's do something about it.
Right.
Let's change it. And so that should be your motivation right there. However, I wanted to make this not about aesthetics. I was talking about that a minute ago because when you're 80 years old, you will have a better life if you have better movement. You will have a better life if you have better muscle mass. You will have a better life if when you fall, you don't break a bone. You will have, so like right now, if you're in your 20s or 30s, great. Keep moving. Don't stop moving. Keep exercising. Exercise in as many new, fun, different ways as possible. Use your body. Regularly learn and play new sports. Go out there. Work on strength. Work on muscles, you know, stamina. Work on agility. Go run a marathon. Don't run them all the time. That's terrible for your health.
Right.
But run one every now and then.
Right.
Lift some weights. Do some different things. This is the beauty of the CrossFit style. of training was, don't get me wrong, everything has its issues, right?
Sure.
When you work out at really high capacity, really fast, your form breaks down sometimes. So everybody likes to criticize.
We could do an entire episode on just like, let's talk about the pros and cons of CrossFit, right? Right.
But the one thing CrossFit did have is that it got people doing lots of different things and creating multiple different modalities of, you know, movement, strength, agility, stamina, balance, speed, coordination, et cetera.
Like those you are naming all, those 10 aspects of fitness. I hear you over there.
But doing that in such a way that it's not boring.
Yes.
And that's the other thing. So here's the key to fitness. If you're going to do it, and you're going to keep doing it, you have to, here's the reality. We need to move every day.
Yes.
You need to sweat every day.
Yep.
You need to perspire. You need to breathe and expire and exchange oxygen. You know, with the environment, you need to breathe oxygen in, carbon dioxide out, get toxins out of your system. Like, this is something your body actually requires every day. And if you don't do it, you actually get less healthy. You actually become more diseased. You actually get more sick over time. You lose function. You lose mobility.
Yes.
So it's something you have to do every day. So what's the key to doing it every day? Keep it simple.
Keep it simple.
Keep it fun.
Keep it fun. Make it easy. Make it accessible.
When we say easy.
Yeah. I don't mean go on a light walk for 10 minutes. I'm not talking about intensity. Don't confuse the word easy with intensity, because I think intensity is one of the most significant things that you can have in terms of fitness.
If you want to get a really good rate of return on your time.
Right.
When it comes to working out, if you want to get the most out of your time when it comes to working out, intensity is actually your best variable. That, and this is relative. What's intense when you're 20 is not intense when you're 80.
Right.
It's like death when you're 80. Yes. Like, right? Like, it'll kill you.
Right.
When you're 80, what's intense when you're 80 is not intense when you're 20, right?
Right.
So intensity is relative, but they've done research, and here's what the research showed was that when people were working out at 80% or less of their VO2 max and heart rate, that they got almost zero results in terms of burning body fat.
Right.
But when they were working out at 80% or more of their VO2 max and heart rate, they actually saw significant fat loss.
Right.
So what that means is if you're working out, you have to be sweating. You have to be breathing heavy, and you have to feel your heart rate going up.
Yes.
If your heart rate's not going up, if you can still carry on a conversation, and if you're not sweating, you are not burning body fat, you're not building muscle mass, and your hormones are not moving in the right direction for health.
Right, right. And listen, exercise, so a lot of that is hormonal, right? Like, and that intensity is the thing that does move that hormonal needle for you. So if you, with your workouts, one of the things that you're going to see with workouts, with consistent workouts, is you're going to see your hormones change. You're going to see your health change. You're going to see your mindset change. You're going to see
hormones. Like, you're going to see your stress hormones go down, cortisol go down. You're going to see, you know, healthy hormones, you know, estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, you're going to see those things balance out, get in the right direction. So if you're having hormonal issues, exercising in a particular way,
right,
with the right intensity, which we'll teach you guys in just a second how to do this at home.
Right.
If you do this in the right way, it's going to drive your hormones in the right direction.
Absolutely. And I think I don't want to be remiss in this. So before we move from that, so like, what is easy? If easy isn't talking about intensity, easy is talking about what, like, how are you fitting working out into your schedule, right? Like, is it easy for you? Is it something that you have set it up so that you are just literally sliding into it? Like, you wake up in the morning and you have set your shoes beside the bed, your workout outfit on the dresser, and it's so easy that all you do is you just slip into that outfit, slip into those shoes, you walk right down your staircase and you're on your treadmill. Or is it that you have, you know, you have all that set up and you're walking.
Your resistance bands are in your bedroom.
Your resistance bands are in your bedroom. Your setup's in your basement. Your gym is a mile away from your office, and every day you leave at lunch and you drive a mile over, and you noon to 1 p.m. is your workout time, and you got your workout buddies there and you're walking in, and it's easy for you. It fits into your life.
Which is like exactly what I've been doing lately.
Right.
Gym's a mile and a half away.
Right.
Noon to 1:30, Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Right.
I have a lunch break. I have a 2.5 hour lunch break. I use an hour and a half of it.
Exactly. Easy does not look like, I don't know who's taking care of my kids. I don't know what workout I'm doing. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know if I have food or not. I haven't prepared any of the, none of those things are easy. those things are very difficult. That's a very difficult scenario to go work out in. So easy really is, have you set your lifestyle, like have you set everything up so that you are just sliding into it and it's just a part of your life and that's what you're doing and it's easy.
So
and
good.
It's like, but your workouts are intense.
And with Max Living, we've created a program that is easy. We'll tell you about it in just a minute. The whole purpose of it. Listen, there's so many ways to work out. Honestly, go ride a mountain bike, you know, go
Absolutely.
For a run,
yes.
go for a jog.
Yeah.
Lift weights, do whatever, like do yeah. whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
Do what's fun.
You like Zumba, dance your butt off. You like Pilates, go knock yourself out. Like, let's do it. You want to box? You want to punch somebody? Go do it. Go box and punch somebody. Find the thing that you love to do, right? Like, that's the thing. Like, where are the people? Where's the community? What's the thing that you love doing? Go find that.
Do it frequently.
Right.
Do it with intensity.
Yep.
And then also do other things. So if yes. you like to box, you punch somebody, that's yeah. hilarious.
Do you like punching people? Go take a boxing class. I mean, don't just like walk around Walmart punching people. Like go do it productively. God bless America. No, but seriously.
So boxing, Zumba, whatever it is. If that's the thing you like to do, that's great. Do it. Do it 3 days a week. Do it 4 days a week.
Right.
But then the other 2 or 3 days a week, do something else.
Right.
Get some variability. Do the right. opposite. Do the right. opposite.
Right.
If you like dancing and doing Zumba, then do that 4 days a week, 3 days a week, lift some weights.
Right, right.
You know, do some other things. Resistance training for both men and women. And this is, I follow someone and I'm not going to give a plug at the moment, but I follow someone that talks about muscle centric health.
Yes.
That your muscles, like it's the most overlooked organ.
Yes.
In terms of health, we think about heart health, we think about lung health, we think about, you know, digestive health, we think about all this. But
right.
in reality, muscles, I'll argue this, and this is coming from this person, I'm borrowing this. Muscles are your organ, in my opinion, muscles are your organ of longevity.
Yes.
Like if you see someone in their 90s
right.
who is healthy, moving around, postures upright, chances are they've not stopped using their muscles over right. a lifetime. Muscles are an organ of longevity. So for men and women alike, it's really critical. It's actually very important that men and women use their muscles.
I love that.
Challenge your muscles, grow your muscles, lift weights. I go to a gym. There's a 95 years old, right?
95 year old lady.
Mercedes, Merce. She goes by. Her name is literally
yes.
Mercedes Hershey.
Love her.
Mercedes.
Took a selfie with you.
90, yeah.
She did. She thinks you are incredibly good looking.
She said.
Takes pictures of you at the gym. I'm not even mad at her.
She said, what? I like good looking men.
I like good looking men. That's what she said
at 95
at the gym.
Years old.
God bless her.
Mercedes is still lifting weights at 95.
Yes.
And she actually, her goal, she went from a walker to a cane, and now her goal is to get rid of the cane.
That's so good. Come on.
And so at 95 years old, she knew that, how do you do that? You got to get stronger.
And that's so good. Because
Hold on. Yes. I lift weights next to Victor. Victor yes. is 70 years old and Victor has a back squat of 225. You know, I don't know that if I put 225 on a bar, a lot of my friends, you know, non-Max Living doctors, friends could back squat 225. Victor's 70 years old, back squatting 275 or 225.
So
he's
good.
Got a deadlift of like 265, 275.
Come on, Victor.
But it's super cool to see people doing this at an old age. Why? Because muscle is your organ of longevity.
Yes.
And if you want to be healthy really long, and again, I'm not talking about you can eat like garbage or whatever, but if you're doing all the other essentials and not right. exercise, don't expect to live a fruitful, fun, moving, healthy, vibrant, long life.
Absolutely.
It's not gonna go that way. So you have to use your muscles. So the challenge I'll give everybody is do what you love to do. Keep it simple.
Right.
Do it every day. Mix in some things that you don't necessarily love
yes.
to do. Challenge yourself. Work your muscles. And the last thing is drop all of your excuses. All of them.
Yes.
So what? So what? You have a bad knee. So
right.
so what? You know, the Jim Gaffigan talks about the gym is literally right across from his house.
Yeah.
It's open 24 hours a day.
Right. Right.
Still can't get there.
Still can't get there.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so drop the excuses. Like
right.
nobody, like, no offense, but nobody cares. And the future you doesn't care.
Yeah. Yeah.
The future you that wants to be 90 years old and moving around and healthy doesn't care about your bad knee.
Right.
So go rehab your knee. Figure out what you got to do. Take some glucosamine, chondroitin, yes. MSM, hyaluronic acid, whatever your knee needs. Yes. Figure it out. That's not an excuse not to move.
No, it's not. And you know what? I love, okay, so I do not want to end a fitness podcast episode without addressing this idea of like weight and body weight. And I want to come in and how many times have I had someone come in and they've said to me, I want to lose 30 pounds. That's my goal. That is a fleeting goal. Like just saying, I want to do this for my looks or for my appearance, like while it's worthy. Okay. That's fair. Yes. You want to look better, but like that is when you are sweating, when you are tired, when you have had a long day, when you have had a busy schedule, when you didn't plan your meal out right and you know, the kids are blah, 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 and you can't do this. And you know, what am I going to do with my workout? All of that stuff will go out the window so fast. It's not funny if it is just a weight conversation.
True.
And every single time I had a consultation in my gym and someone came in, predominantly women, but a lot of guys had the weight conversation too. One of my first objectives was to mentally get a hold, grab their brain and like change that mind. I have to shift that focus, right? Because so someone comes in and says, I want to lose 30 pounds. I'm like, awesome. Chop off your leg right now. Take an axe, take a saw, whatever it is. Fastest way you want to lose 30 pounds, chop it off, get rid of it. 30 pounds gone. God bless you. Go on your way, right? No, you don't want to just lose weight. No, that's not what you want. You want to get healthy. Like you want to change your life. You want to change your health. You want to get healthy.
Your legs.
You want all your legs. Like you want your legs. You want your body. And listen, we could do this for 2 hours. Like you and I probably need a whole nother day to just go through this. But changing of the perspective is so huge for that motivational piece of you, right? Because here's the other thing. You don't want to change your life and do the workouts and you know, like blah, 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 and take this nutrition advice that lends you somewhere in 30 years that you have cancer because you've been eating, you know, this crap box food and you've been eating this nonsense filled with chemicals and you've been doing all this stuff that was so like, good. Oh, we're going to get you there in a second. You're taking this powder and this pre-stuff and this post-stuff and this... You know, and it's all of a sudden you got this, like, you got a darn like chemistry experiment happening in your body and maybe you lost some weight, but like you got in 10 years, you're like, your face is melting off. Yeah, you're losing gray. Weight,
but you're losing your health at the same time.
Yes. You're losing your health at the same time. Like all of this goes back to your health.
Yep.
All of it, always.
All right. So I think this is where we're going with this is then. All right. So we said, keep it simple. We said, do it every day. We said, challenge yourself, do some things you love to do, do some things that challenge you, you might not like to do, yada, yada, yada. And you're like, man, that, all right. You said, keep it simple, but that sounds complicated. Like, how do I do all those things in one? Well, it's easy. We did it for you.
Right. We did.
Max Living did it for you.
Right.
Dr. Fred Roberto created this program. It's called Max T3. This is it. This is the plug right here.
Yes.
Like this is the easiest thing. It's cheap. It's effective. It's doable. It's simple. Yes. You can stream it. Like I'm going to spell this out for you guys because it is incredible. Like our patients, we get our patients doing this. One of my patients was doing Max T3 for a year, was at a football game. I think it was like Auburn or some football game, got in an elevator and with his fitness idol, didn't even know who it was Dr. Fred Roberto from Max T3. Was like, oh my God. Da, da, da. And it was funny because he came back to my office and it was like, he met a celebrity, Dr. Fred Roberto. Why? Because he worked out with Dr. Fred Roberto every day for a year.
Right.
So here's what Dr. Fred created for Max Living. We got to give him credit for this because this guy is in his 50s.
Right.
He's fit. He's healthy. He's all the things we're talking about. He can jump like a kangaroo, run like a cheetah, strength of a gorilla. Right. So like this guy has it all going. Why? Because that's the program that he designed.
Right.
So time, type, and tempo, the three things that we're adjusting, the three dials that we're changing with the Max T3, the T3, time, type, and tempo.
Right.
We're changing up, you know, the time intervals in your workout. Mm-hmm. It's high intensity interval training. Again, remember intensity is relative.
Yes.
You're 70 years old. You got a bad knee. You can still do it. I promise you.
Right.
In fact, on the screen, there are three people doing the workout. One that's, you know, mild, moderate and, you know, and heavy in terms of their intensity.
Right.
The type of workout. So the type, you're doing some stuff that's cardiovascular, you're doing some stuff that's resistance training, right. You're doing some plyometrics, you're doing all this. It's variable. So you might not be able to do a burpee box jump.
Sure.
But you probably can lay down on the ground and stand up and then step up onto your tippy toes.
Right.
So like there's variability with this. So time, type, tempo, you know, when we have this time based exercise and the tempo, we want to keep our heart rate high. We want to keep that, that VO2 max and all that, you know, going. So what do? We switch up those intervals. We might be doing 30-second intervals. We might be doing 1-minute intervals. We have to change up the tempo and the pace and the rhythm of this. The time-based thing is we're doing this, and you ready? Here it is. 15 minutes. That's it.
Come on.
Everybody has 15 minutes every single day.
Right.
And if you don't, you're lying.
Yes.
Go to bed 15 minutes earlier. Get up 15 minutes more. Here's a tool. You don't think you have 15 minutes in a day. Right. I want you to go into the settings on your iPhone, and I want you to check your screen time for the week and find out what your screen time on your iPhone was this past week, and then tell me you don't have 15 minutes.
Right.
Because 15 minutes times 7 days, I don't even care if you take a Sabbath day's rest. Do it 6 days. But 15 minutes, 7 days is an hour and 45 minutes.
Right.
You have an hour and 45 minutes on a Monday.
Yeah.
You have an hour and 45 minutes on. If this was a round of golf, you got an hour and 45 minutes for 9 holes.
Oh,
ladies,
for sure.
If this was shopping, you have an hour and 45 minutes. I'm asking you to find an hour and 45 minutes in the week.
Right.
15 minutes a day.
Absolutely.
And when you come to that 15 minutes, I don't care if you're 20 or 90, you're bringing the heat. For 15 minutes.
Absolutely.
You're in a wheelchair. Great. We're going to kick your arms and legs, you know, or kick your legs up and down,
absolutely.
Move your arms up and down, grab some soup cans, do whatever. There are zero excuses when it's only 15 minutes.
Absolutely.
That was my plug. That's it. Max T3.
So good.
Every one of my patients has done every single one.
So you want to go, you want to find Max T3, you want to go to www.maxt3.com. Right there, you can buy the digital version. I believe it's $19.95 for the digital version. Go ahead, get it right there. You get 24 workouts, 80 plus exercises, access at the tip of your fingers, use it wherever you want to.
You can stream it onto your TV. So you can, all right, so here's how cool it is.
Yes.
Once you log in, once you create your account, you can go on your phone. You can go to the gym. You can put your earphones in.
Right.
You can set your phone on, get a MagBack case or whatever, magnet it to the rack at the gym, or set it up on a dumbbell or whatever you do.
Right.
And listen through your headphones privately. No one else has to listen. And then just do the workout in the gym for 15 minutes. Don't want to do it in front of other people? Great. Grab some resistance bands. Grab a couple dumbbells. It's really simple. Watch one episode of Max T3. You'll understand the equipment you need.
Right.
You need a exercise ball, maybe. You need some resistance bands. And then potentially, if you want to go more advanced, get some dumbbells.
Right.
If you really want to step it up, go get something to jump up onto. Get a box or get whatever. It's not expensive. It's cheaper than a month or two at the gym.
Oh, absolutely.
Have the equipment at home. Stream it. You can do it in your living room. The cool thing is you can stream it to your TV.
Watch the first episode, and then you're going to want to binge all of the
episodes.
All of the episodes.
No, it is addicting.
It's so good.
You want to get the very best results? Do it first thing in the morning. Do it when your body is in a natural state of detoxification. Do it when your body is in a natural state hormonally of wanting to burn and shed fat. Motion creates emotion. I'm too tired in the morning? Great. Get your butt moving.
Right.
Get your keister off the couch. Put down the coffee and go work out, and it's going to create energy. So motion creates energy. Motion begets more motion. Yep. So if you start moving, you're going to have the energy to keep moving throughout your day. Working out, the best part about working out in the morning is if you were lazy and if you did skip it, now you still have all day to still get it done.
Absolutely.
If you're a nighttime worker outer and you skip it, that's it. You missed it for the day. That was it. One less workout you'll ever get in your life.
Right.
But if you're a morning worker outer and you happen to skip it, something happens, the kids are throwing up or the dog pooped on the carpet or whatever ruins your morning, you still have all day to get it done. It's only 15 minutes. We got to stop making excuses. We got to start being healthy. Your muscles aren't going to grow themselves. The weights aren't going to pick up themselves. You will regret it when you're older, When you trip, when you fall, the cat runs in front of you, you fall, you break a hip, you're in the hospital for 3 months. God forbid you get COVID while you're in there or whatever happens. This is how you prevent that right now.
So good.
I think that's a wrap.
It's so good. It's so good. All right. Turn this off. Go maxc3.com. Get your workout in.
Until next week, this was the Max Living Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Max Living Podcast. To find a doctor near you, head to maxliving.com/locations.